USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I got to speak to them on the plane. These are great people. They've been through a lot.
President Trump on hand at Andrews Air Force Base just outside Washington as three Americans who'd been held by North Korea return home shortly after 2:30 Eastern Time this morning. The President and First Lady Melania Trump were both there, as well as Vice President Mike Pence and his wife. The president asked why he thinks there's been such a sudden change in relations with North Korea and its leader, Kim Jong-un.
I really think he wants to do something and bring that country into the real world.
Rockets fly in the Middle East. Israel's military confirming it attacked dozens of Iranian military targets in Syria last night after Iranian forces in Syria fired at least 20 rockets at Israeli positions in the Golan Heights. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space, and over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a blue blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for blue blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator style blue blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
New National Rifle Association President Oliver North raising some eyebrows with a remark he makes about Iran last night in connection with a story we brought you moments ago. He was being asked by Hannity on Fox News about an Iranian claim that it wasn't firing on Israeli sites because of the recent change in the status of the Iran nuclear agreement with the U.S. pulling out.
Nothing to do with the Iranian deal, I was told, at a very high level.
Yeah, well, look, never believe an Iranian because if their lips are moving, they're lying.
Again, that is... As heard on Fox News, President Trump's national security team is reportedly considering getting rid of the top White House cybersecurity job. Reports are National Security Advisor John Bolton is leading the push to eliminate the role that's been held by Rob Joyce, who is stepping down. The cybersecurity coordinator is to lead a team of staffers who manage federal cyber strategy on everything from election security to digital warfare. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Iran has had different reactions to the president's decision to withdraw from the nuclear deal. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Hardliners in Iran's parliament haven't liked the deal for different reasons than why President Trump has pulled the U.S. out of it. At that news, they burned a paper U.S. flag and chanted death to America. However, the president of Iran, Hassan Rouhani, sees it differently, saying through a translator here, just because the U.S. is out doesn't mean the deal has to crumble.
I've asked the foreign ministry to negotiate with European countries and with China and Russia in the next few weeks. If at the end of this short period we conclude that we can fully benefit from the JCPOA, the deal would remain.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Senate Democrats and a single Republican moved to force a vote to restore net neutrality protections. A group of senators led by Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer and Senator Edward Markey filed a discharge petition necessary to trigger a vote to overrule the Federal Communication Commission's decision to revoke the Obama-era protections. Schumer and other senators argue if the protections were to be repealed, consumers would be forced into paying inflated premiums for Internet access. Senator John Thune described the 2015 net neutrality rules as outdated and called on Democrats to negotiate bipartisan legislation. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.